With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and European officials working on security guarantees for Ukraine, including allowing Kyiv to boost troop numbers without limitations. Now, a package of security measures would build on the work of the Coalition of the Willing and is expected to include a multinational force, with the United States providing a backstop. President Trump has enjoyed a big bump in the polls following his meeting last week with Vladimir Putin.
Insider Advantage says its polling indicates President Trump now enjoys 54% approval against a disapproval rating of just 44%. In fact, he enjoys an advantage across every age group except for the oldest respondents to the survey. It shows his approval increasing among African Americans and Hispanic Latinos. Approval with white voters is now at a near record of 64%. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Texas lawmaker spending the night in the House chamber.
A Texas Democrat opted to stay overnight in the state House chamber rather than allow a law enforcement officer to shadow her as Republicans try to prevent further delays to redrawing the state's congressional maps that President Donald Trump wants to see. Democrats staged a two-week walkout to prevent a vote on the new congressional maps in Texas. After the group returned to Texas, the state's Republican House Speaker ordered around-the-clock surveillance to ensure that Democrats would return to the Capitol for a scheduled Wednesday vote. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's a deal. Air Canada reaching an agreement with the union representing more than 10,000 flight attendants to end the strike. It began over the weekend, affecting some 130,000 travelers. Flights have already resumed, although company says full restoration may take a week or more. This is SRN News. A Florida ministry takes on a dangerous video game platform.
The Florida Faith Alliance is concerned about Roblox, Discord, and other sites where children go to play games and might wind up in contact with a sexual predator. The Alliance has begun a series of classes to help teach moms and dads what the dangers are and how to keep their kids safe. Founder Lynn Barletta says, quote, parents equipped with the right knowledge become the frontline defense against predators. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Being a Christian in Somalia could cost you your life, but ministries based in the West are doing what they can to sustain secret believers. International Christian Concern increasing its connection with people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu, quote, confirm the existence of more than 1,500 believers in Christ, many of whom are converts from Islam. This is SRN News. International Energy Agency lifting its forecast for global oil supply for this year and next. IEA predicts global oil supply growth of 2.5 million barrels per day this year.
That's very good news for the economy. And, of course, natural gas, which is a clean-burning fuel, it is the fuel of the future, and we have more natural gas in any other country in the world.
That is economist Steve Moore, who says the data bodes well for the U.S. marketplace.
If these trends continue with U.S. Energy production, we will be looking at less than $3 a gallon gas again. Remember, it hit about $5 a gallon under Biden. So that's a real relief for American consumers, but also American businesses that use a lot of energy as well.
Steve Moore is a former Trump economic advisor and made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.